Meme space, a term of the science field of memetics. Referenced content, page URL, http://webdomains.fuckeduphuman.net. Yes, you heard that correctly, a valid web namespace, public access data space considered temporary pound sign patapo not binding, spelled fucked.human.net/inlandpsych.com/911. Fuckeduphuman.space. Yes, you heard that correctly. A valid web namespace, public access data space considered temporary pound sign patapo not binding, spelled fuckedhuman.space. What is meme space? A term of the science field of memetics. https://academic.com/dict.nsfslashenwikislash775892. Wikipedia. Meme space, a term of the science field of memetics. The meme space, a term of the science field of memetics, is an abstract cultural container populated by memes. Memes are similar to genes and viruses in that they tend to propagate, evolve, corrupt, and mutate. All these actions take place in the meme space, a term of the science field of memetics. As a direct result, the meme space, a term of the science field of memetics, is considered volatile and prone to errors and corruption without rigorous error correction. Memetic engineering, marketing, advertargeted individuals in, brainwashing, disinformation, doctrine, evangelism, indoctrination, education, groupthink, promotion, propaganda, publicity, and other forms of cultural mutation develop in the meme space, a term of the science field of memetics. The concept of the meme space, a term of the science field of memetics, requires a belief that the mind, and the collective mind, culture, is programmable. Meme space, a term of the science field of memetics, is adapted from namespace and assumes that human culture is programmable. In programming parlance, the memosphere is defined as cultural standard input, while the meme space, a term of the science field of memetics, is defined as the cultural namespace. The technology in use is a trust-building networking. As such, the rigorous error correction is observed here. Image name, @realityaudit-emoji-handshake.png. To contact provider relations at IPMG, Inland Psychiatric Medical Group Incorporated, call 909-289-4075. Fax 909-363-8233. Email, provider.relations@inlandpsych.com. Address, and provider relations IPMG, Inland Psychiatric Medical Group Incorporated, 1809 W. Redlands Boulevard, Redlands, California, 92373. If you want to leave any feedback or suggestion, please fill the form below or email care@inlandpsych.com. To file any grievance with IPMG, Inland Psychiatric Medical Group Incorporated, please go visit our grievances page. This problem cannot be solved by grievances. Please continue to read. See specific notations as patient to doctors Hillard in reference to materials being expressed herein. Patient James Martin Driscoll, 3260 Grande Vista, San Bernardino, California, 92405. Phone 909-882-8759. Email realuphuman.net@gmail.com. Also in reference, Cario Patient Portal. https://www.cario.com/get-in-touch. Call us 1-888-775-2736. 3353 Michelson Suite 400. Irvine, California, 92612. Grammarly scans this page as image name, @realityaudit-you-all-hate-me-you-all-want-to-kill-me-why-tired-of-the-lies-I-demand-you-answer-me-1. PNG. How this may sound to readers, confident, optimistic, formal. See, recommendations for emojis EWJ sequences for multi-skin-toned handshake for Unicode 14.0. Date 2019-07-25. Last update 2019-11-12, 4. Breaking new ground. This would be the only emoji depicting physical agreement amongst two people of different skin tones in a way that is not explicitly romantic in nature. Yes, doctor - exactly what is your problem? Doctor, as it stands - your nonsense. Your lies. You are killing me intentionally. With apparently the cooperation of your co-workers. - Please continue to read. This page title, @ Reality Audit 2022, Thursday, January 20th, 2022, 9:04 p.m., status unconfirmed receipt, undeclinable deliverance, -911 emergency, inland psych, Dr. Hozair Muhammad Said MD, oath, do no harm, oath violated, proved evident, national security, agnotology, United States government, state-sponsored hate, address to the FBI, Wednesday, June 23, 2021, 3:10 a.m. Ignored, this page intention, a page of mimetic engineering, real-time, properties. Act accordingly. Your behavioral response. Demanded of your fiduciary responsibility. It would be futile to resist, legally binding if necessary, do no harm. This matter has been classified. A matter of legal necessity. A matter of national security. A matter of paramount priority. Indeclinable/undeclinable. Deliverance, impart/publish, legal necessity. A defense that permits a person to act in a criminal manner when an emergency situation, not of the person's own creation, compels the person to act in a criminal manner to avoid greater harm from occurring. Necessity and duress-law-shelf. https://lawshelf.com/coursewary-content-view/necessity-and-duress. Necessity and duress. Terms, necessity, a defense that permits a person to act in a criminal manner when an emergency situation, not of the person's own creation, compels the person to act in a criminal manner to avoid greater harm from occurring. Public necessity, a necessity that involves the public's interest. Duress, the compelling of a person to undertake an action against his or her will by the threat of physical or economic harm. The defense of necessity is available where the defendant acted under the reasonable belief that committing his offense would prevent a greater evil or harm from occurring. For example, Christopher lives in a town that sits right on the edge of the 100-acre woods. At the end of a hot and dry summer, some brush in the woods catches fire and a forest fire quickly develops and spreads. The fire is quickly heading toward the town, and Christopher believes that if he burns the row of houses directly on the edge of the forest, he will create a firewall which will then protect the rest of the town. If Christopher does, in fact, burn some of the houses under the reasonable belief that it will protect the rest of the town from the forest fire, he will be able to use the defense of necessity if he is charged with arson. There are, however, several requirements that must be met in order for the defendant to use necessity as a defense. The defendant must reasonably believe that an actual threat exists. Therefore, in order to use the defense, Christopher must reasonably believe that the forest fire will destroy all or part of the town. Please note that as long as this belief is reasonable, he will be able to use the defense even if the forest fire never actually approaches the town. The defendant must reasonably believe that the threat he is trying to prevent is greater than the damage that will result from his actions. Therefore, Christopher will be able to use a necessity defense if he reasonably believes that burning some of the houses at the edge of the forest is a lesser evil than allowing the entire town to burn. The threatened harm that the defendant is trying to prevent with his actions must be imminent. The defendant can only use a necessity defense if there was no other, less harmful way to avoid the threatened danger. In the above example, Christopher will only be able to use a necessity defense if burning a few of the houses was the least harmful way to protect the town. The defendant will only be able to use the defense if the defendant himself was not at fault in creating the situation that made it necessary to commit his crime. In other words, if Christopher himself had been responsible for the forest fire, he would not be able to use necessity as a defense to burning those houses. Most jurisdictions hold that economic necessity alone does not justify the commission of criminal acts. Therefore, one who commits a crime out of economic necessity, for example if a person robs a convenience store because he is unemployed and has no other way of making money and feeding his family, he will not be able to use a necessity defense. An interesting issue that has evolved over the last 20-5 years has been situations in which prisoners have escaped from jail and claim that escaping was the only way to avoid greater harm, such as sexual assault and beatings. Typically, these arguments have been rejected where the prisoners have had other non-criminal options available to them. However, there have been a few cases where the court has allowed this defense to at least be argued to the jury, where the defendant has proven that efforts to secure protection from prison authorities or the courts would have been either impossible or useless. However, the same courts have indicated that, even when necessity can apply to the crime of escape, the defendant will only be able to use the defense successfully if he can show that, once the immediate threat of harm was over, he turned himself into proper authorities. See People v. Leverkamp, 43 Cal. App. 3rd, 823, 1974. For example, Fred is currently serving a 15-year prison sentence for breaking into Barney's house. Fred has suffered several beatings and sexual assaults from other inmates in the prison. Fred has tried to alert the prison authorities, but they refuse to listen to him. Finally, Fred escapes from prison to avoid further abuse. Fred makes his escape one night, but, first thing the next morning, he turns himself into the local police, telling them who he is, what he has done and why. Fred is immediately arrested and eventually tried for escaping from prison. In this case, Fred will be able to use a necessity defense because he had tried and exhausted his non-dash criminal options. Further, he will probably succeed with this defense because he can show that as soon as the imminent threat of abuse was over, he turned himself into the proper authorities. Affixed to this matter, references to police and incarcerations are the following: meme space, a term of the science field of memetics. Container folders, http://fuckeduphuman.space. Yes, you heard that correctly. A valid web namespace, public access data space considered temporary pound sign patapo not binding, spelled fuckedupHuman.space/2021-07-07214. http://fuckedupHuman.space. Yes, you heard that correctly. A valid web namespace, public access data space considered temporary pound sign patapo not binding, spelled fuckedupHuman.space/Williamson-County-Texas-Jails/2022-01-07746. http://fuckedupHuman.space. Yes, you heard that correctly. A valid web namespace, public access data space considered temporary pound sign patapo not binding, spelled fuckedupHuman.space/temple-behavioral-healthcare-hospital-inc/2021-11-21-1924. http://webdomains.realuphuman.net/texasjailproject.org/2022-01-07939. http://webdomains.realuphuman.net/nationalpolice.org/2021-11-30-1522. http://webdomains.realuphuman.net/justice.gov/2021-11-30-1646. The defense of duress can be made when the defendant has been forced to commit a criminal act by another person. Please note that the difference between duress and necessity is that necessity can be raised only where the defendant committed his criminal act as a result of the physical forces of nature, whereas the defense of duress is raised when the defendant committed his act as a result of threats made by another person. There are five different requirements that must be met in order for duress to be raised. First, the defendant must have actually been threatened. Please note that the reasonable belief that he was threatened is not enough. In order to raise the defense, the defendant must have actually been threatened. Patient to doctor's note, I, James Martin Driscoll, have been actually threatened. An incident that occurred last year when three persons in the community apparently were stalking me then proceeded to act violently towards me. In my efforts to flee from these three assailants, one threw a liquid fill bottle, that looks like a beer bottle, and the bottle broke across the ground along with the full liquid. In my effort to escape, I found myself tripping in front of an SUV in the middle of the street as the SUV was pulling out of the 7-11 driveway. In my effort to get up quickly, the SUV glanced at me and did not notice me. A hit and run were reported to the San Bernardino Police Department. It would be determined with follow-up doctor care that my ankle was broken. This began when I was alone minding myself resting by myself before walking home from a long day of walking. Two of these people started to focus on me. An act of street theater of gang stalking. Over a period of about 30 minutes, this escalated into physical violence and further violent intent. Second, according to the common law, the threat must have been of death or serious bodily harm. However, modern laws do not require that the threat be of death or serious bodily harm, and they will often allow the defense even if the threat was of some lesser bodily harm. Patient to doctor's note, the harms of gang stalking onto my own personal life have been documented since 2005. Also now provided are the harms that are generated against a certain population class, which I hold the personal understanding to claim to be inclusive of this population. Research findings published at the NIH.gov, National Institutes of Health. National Institutes of Health on the subject of gang stalking have three separate study findings. NIH search, gang stalking, since April of 2020. Last entry has notable these directives/recommendations to clinicians. Introduction. Gang stalking refers to a persecutory belief system wherein those affected believe they are being followed, watched, and harassed by many people in their community who have been recruited into a network of complicit perpetrators. 1. In contrast to traditional forms of stalking that are usually organized by a single person, 2. Sufferers of gang stalking are unable to identify a responsible individual and experience it as a widely distributed and coordinated effort of co-conspirators. People affected by gang stalking report that the experience is extremely distressing. The campaign of harassment is frequently experienced as the accumulation of numerous otherwise innocuous acts, such as people clearing their throat, muttering under their breath, or giving lingering glances as they pass on the street. Because each of these acts may individually be passed off as unremarkable and mundane, targeted individuals find it difficult to prove the existence of the harassment. When they come to clinical attention, they are frequently diagnosed with psychiatric illness and their belief systems are labeled as persecutory delusions. 4. However, targeted individuals interpret such diagnoses as part of a gang stalking plan. By making them appear mentally ill, they are further discredited and stigmatized. Our previous work found that concerns about being believed and procuring and presenting proof of their systematic victimization are prime concerns of targeted individuals in online fora. 3. Conclusions highlighted the Derridean concept of deference, wherein the meaning of polysemous signifiers is deferred without definitive resolution. This may be important in communicating with people and patients with persecutory belief systems. Clinicians may consider stepping away from the traditional true/false dichotomy endorsed by psychiatric classification systems and focus on the ambiguity in semiotic systems generally and in persecutory belief systems specifically. Keywords: internet, discourse analysis, psychosis, delusion, semiotics, linguistics, computer-mediated communication, schizophrenia, e-health, video, communication, YouTube, social media, discourse, mental health. Back to reference on legal necessity/juris. 3rd, the threat must have been made against another person. Please note that the threat does not have to be against the defendant himself or the defendant's family. A threat of harm to a complete stranger is enough to give rise to this defense. Patient to doctor's note, both harms is concurrently being done to me along with complete strangers. Much harm is documented in the 3 research findings published at the NIH to those who identify as victims as targeted individuals of gang stalking. The number of actually targeted individuals across the entire nation is unknowable and uncountable. When gang stalking is realized as an actual circumstance happening that is researched against the common mistaken belief by way of intentional ignorance of ignotology that gang stalking is a mass psychosis. Taken that such a mental illness or state of collective mental illness also has a fact-check position by Reuters, there is no such thing as mass paranoia/mass delusional states, the position of the fact-check article has further discounted such claims. https://www.reuters.com/article/fact-check-coronavirus-psychology/fact-check-no-evidence-of-pandemic-mass-formation-psychosis-say-experts-speaking-to-reuters-iduzel1n2-tennessee-1re. Mass formation psychosis is not an academic term recognized in the field of psychology, nor is there evidence of any such phenomenon occurring during the COVID-19 pandemic, multiple experts in crowd psychology have told Reuters. The phrase does not appear in the American Psychological Association, APA, Dictionary of Psychology, dictionary.apa.org/browse/, nor does it appear in the PsychNet database of published research articles, here. Numerous psychologists have also told Reuters that such a condition is not officially recognized. I have never heard of this concept, John Drury, professor of social psychology and director of research and knowledge exchange at the University of Sussex, wrote in an email to Reuters. J. Van Bavel, associate professor of psychology and neural science at New York University, said the term doesn't exist as a real academic concept, adding, I've been studying group identity and collective behavior for nearly 2 decades and just published a book on the topic, www.bauerfuse.online/, and not once have I come across this term. It seems to have been made up recently. There are similar-sounding concepts, like mass psychogenic illness, here, but the scope of these is relatively narrow compared to what is being proposed here. It arises out of mass society theories and crowd psychology theories which developed in the 19th century, and which reflected a fear of the masses, he said. The claim was that people in the mass lose their sense of identity and their ability to reason, they regress to an inferior mental state where they are manipulable by unscrupulous leaders. It has been totally discredited by contemporary work on groups and crowds. Van Bavel, who said he found the idea of mass formation psychosis reductionist, highlighted a different account of the role of psychology, groups and leadership in the rise of Nazism, here. Who do we listen to? That is a matter of trust and of our social relationship with the source of information. So, the politicization and the creation of a sense of an establishment enemy who wants to control us is certainly important. It makes the establishment of trust and absolutely critical aspects of Poundstein-Potapa conflict resolution, hence such things as transparency, respect, clarity, etc., become critical. He added, but telling people who disagree with you that they are deluded and in a state of psychosis is essentially a device to silence them in a form of disrespect. It alienates and hence undermines an attempt at dialogue. It isn't an explanation of the problem, It is part of the problem. More meme space, a term of the science field of memetics that is associated to this part of the problem. http://webdomains.realuphuman.net/netimes.com/http://webdomains.realuphuman.net/netimes-united-states-of-paranoia-lazy-gangs-offs-ogres.ogg. Back to reference on legal necessity slash juris. Fourth, the threat must be of immediate harm. Threats of future harm, no matter how serious they are not enough to give rise to this defense. Finally, it must be shown that the defendant had no opportunity to avoid the threat by a non-criminal method. Duress is a defense to every crime except intentional killing and attempted intentional killing. While duress is not a defense to intentional killing, it may be used to establish a lack of premeditation. Therefore, while it will not insulate a defendant completely from a conviction, it may help him avoid a murder conviction in favor of a lesser manslaughter conviction. Further, duress is not available if the defendant either intentionally or recklessly put himself in a position in which he should have foreseen that he would have been subject to duress. See Williams v. State, 646 8.2d 1101 MD 1994. For example, Fred borrows $50,000 from the Corleone crime family for a period of 2 months. At the end of 2 months, Fred cannot pay the money back. Fred is kidnapped by members of the Corleone family and brought in front of Don Corleone, the head of the family. Don Corleone tells Fred that he must pay the money back even if he has to rob a bank to get it, or Don Corleone will kill him. Don Corleone gives Fred 2 days to repay the money. As a result, Fred does, in fact, rob a bank. In this situation, Fred will not be able to use duress as a defense to a charge of robbery, because he intentionally placed himself in a position in which he should have foreseen that he would be subject to duress. This page redirection of priorities paramount, not linked here. Continue reading.